Hello and welcome to hour number two of Money Matters. And of course, these are my opinions and my opinions only. Not this station, broker dealer, or anything like that. And we're not here to tell you what to buy, or sell. And we may even talk favorably about a type of investment, a sector, actually a stock. Like, you know, we talk often about Micron or Apple or Google or what have you. And that doesn't mean you should own it. It doesn't mean it's appropriate for you at all. In fact, investing isn't about getting hot tips. And it's so far from that that it is in our industry, if you will. One of the things that we talk about in our office and overall is that how do we get people to focus on the right things in a world that wants them to focus on the wrong things? And people, human beings, think they're above that, and we're not. It's not something you can do every day is to listen to, if you will, financial pornography. Buy, sell. I should worry about this, worry about that. I'm worried about the squiggly line here and the death cross over here. Here's an option trading thing. If you do this and you set up a spread, it's a bullish spread. It's a, you know, a dragon spread. It's all these weird things. And it takes us so far away from relaxing, dialing it back and keeping our eyeballs focused on what's important. Is the world growing? That's it. The market will squiggle. But the market's not this thing. It's not like this animal of ticker symbols. These are real businesses, real corporations that you and I have the opportunity to own. You get to own them. Even after they've been incredibly successful for a long period of time, you can still ride them to even more success, to financial independence for you and I. It's really that easy a game. But the world doesn't want you to have that easy a game because Wall Street makes money trading. Excuse me. Wall Street makes money trading. Wall Street makes money in all kinds of products. Insurance companies want to scare the socks off of you. Oh, you don't want to be part of the Wall Street casino. Like, it's, chances are you won't win. No? Let me phrase it this way. You are the casino. 100% of the time, over the long run, you win. 100% of the time, you've won. Past results will not guarantee the future. Of course not. It's not a question of getting rich. How about financial independence, being able to do what you want to do, all those things? These are the basic principles, right? Put away a little money, save it, invest it. Don't spend more than you bring in. I know. There's lots of people that do that, and they're a financial basket case, and they're running and chasing, and it's scary life because there's just a few more spins of the globe of something going wrong. I just spoke to a young man who just decided to go from a tradesman to having his own business. And so I ask him, okay, great. You know, can I take money out of my 401k? I need to buy a truck. Oh, my gosh. Is this person ready for business? No, he's not. I mean, when he said that, I was like, all right, that's it, whatever. The answer is no. It's going to cost you 40% of your money, and it also means you're not ready to go into business. How many business books have you read? None. Then you're not serious. You're just going to go out of business. Go ahead. Why don't you just go get your resume and put it in with everybody else? Well, what do you mean? You know, he called me. I didn't just call and badger somebody. He wants advice. But coddling somebody and telling them it's just going to be okay and that they're really, really smart and I love you and it's all okay when it's not. Why? What good does that do for somebody, right? I'm not mean. I'm not trying to be mean. There's no stake in being mean. I'm trying to help him understand that this is serious business. And because you're an electrician, has nothing to do on this whole wide world with being in business for yourself. When we sit there and we think about we don't really understand investing, we do the same thing, don't we? Well, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, it's like taking a lineman. I'm not a lineman. Anybody, any player in football is saying, okay, because you played football pretty much your whole life, I think we're going to make you head coach. Don't you think it's a different skill set? Everybody goes, uh-huh, yeah, I do. You know, but I mean, if you're an electrician, you should be able to run an electrical business. Why? If I'm a third baseman, I should be able to run a baseball team? Why? Why would you think that? And you think about that in my business. Well, I mean, you're a financial advisor. You know how to run a business. Why would I? If I don't study, if I don't learn, if I don't grow. Why? Well, you know, I still don't have time. I don't really have time, you know. I mean, gosh, can you imagine taking a couple hours to go off and go learn something when I could be, you know, turning a nut and making money? That's ridiculous. Right. And that's why so many people run their own businesses. Or is it really, maybe rephrasing it, so many people run their own business into the ground and go work for somebody else. It's two different skill sets, right? When we think about that, we think about investing. You have an opportunity to buy into companies, and we've got all of your focus on the wrong things. The wrong things. Everything's on the wrong thing. You got to get out there, and you have to be focused on the right thing. That's the hard part. We talk about it all the time. How do we get people's eyeballs on the right thing? Well, I hear you, but. You're not hearing me. Everybody is biased. I'm biased. We're all biased. We're all vote a certain way. So, well, no, I don't. I'm independent because one time I checked a box for, you know, my brother who happens to be, you know, like a Democrat. Okay, that's cool. But I'm saying all in all, people have their own inborn bias, and we have confirmation of that every single day. We listen to the, quotes, news sources that agree with us. We read what books that agree with us. We don't let any outside thought in. And we spend a lot of time going, yeah, but why? In a world that has such abundance, why can't we see it clearly? Why, for example, when I say something like, the world has never been more at peace than it is today. Oh, you're just a Pollyanna. Really? Yeah, sure. Have you seen the news lately? Did you see that shooting, this shooting, that bombing, this war? Skirmish. We don't have wars. We have skirmishes relative to world wars. We believe what we believe, and the media helps us believe that so much that people will argue the point. Argue simple facts. They just won't even accept it. It's like the world is more at peace than it's ever been. Less people die a violent death than ever. By so far, it's not even close. Not even close. Oh, well, you're just a Pollyanna. Is it a Pollyanna to simply look at data and speak a fact? Is that being Pollyannish? In fact, I would argue, hopefully not being too insulting, that if in fact you thought the world was, insisted that the world was more violent and awful and terrible than it's ever been, or than most time in history, whatever, than any other time in history, I would say you were delusional. You just simply won't look at facts. You just make them up and stick to whatever narrative you have. Ooh, that's harsh. It is. And so is saying that the market's going to crash and it's a Wall Street casino. You know, the little guy can't win. That's a sales pitch. And you say, well, yeah, but my uncle lost all of his money in the market. Did he really? In a broad-based ETF, mutual fund, he lost all his money. Oh, I don't know. No, I think it was on, you know, like a pot stock. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you know, he lost it all in the internet bubble. Why? Because he borrowed money to invest more in Air.com? Well, I don't know. It's because the market, you know, it's a key, you know, it doesn't work. Markets crash and stuff. You know, it's like a casino. No, it's not. You are the casino. No, but yeah, but you know, what if we have a trade war? What if we have this? What if we have that? We miss all the things because we grab a data point that agrees with whatever wiring we have to justify the fact that we don't think we have absolutely no rational behavior when it comes to certain things, most things, frankly. But the reality is if you're not investing, if you're not investing in the market, the greatest return vehicle there is, you're not rational. And there's nothing anybody can tell you to change that, because what you've managed to do is lock it all out. I don't want effects. Yeah, but. That's how we look at things. Because nothing's returned 10% a year for your whole life, your grandparents' life, your deceased grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents, all of their lives, it's like a gravitational pull towards 10%. And we still say, yeah, but. What about the trade war? What about Trump? What about this? What about that? What about Obama? It all goes on and on. What about Greece? And now what are we worried about? Hold on, there's something in Europe we're worried about. I got it. I know it's there. It's not Greece, part four. It's like hanging right there, and I have no idea why it like happened this week. But we'll come back to it. It doesn't matter. Because it's another little thing that's going to take down the entire world. Oh, yeah, it's Turkey. How did I miss it? Turkey. That's right, because our trade with Turkey is enormous. I can't believe how big it is. And they're like a nuclear threat to the world. They've got weaponry everywhere. They could go north. They could go south. They could take on the whole world because it's such a giant, big fighting machine. But it's going to take down and spiral all of Europe. It's contagion. We're worried about contagion because what happened was Turkey got taken over by a dictator. Okay? So banks that lent money to a third world country, basically not run by rule of law, lost money. Weird. That has hardly ever happened in history. When you loan money to thugs, it almost always works out, right? Ask J.P. Morgan in Brazil and Mexico and on. I mean, this just goes on and on. When you allow dictators to run amok, it doesn't run well. When we think about these things and understand, why are we locking ourselves out? You know, one of the characteristics of a millionaire or a successful business person, I guess that's all the same, right? Is they're optimistic. We think they're optimistic. I think they're realistic. They see the world for what it is. Abundant. And everybody has opportunity. It's a growing pie all the time. It's not a, if you win, I lose. So I got to try to kill you world. It's not. We all grow. It all grows. It all gets better. But we all get what we're looking for. And so when we look for what's wrong, you'll find it. If you look for what's right, you'll find that. We all like to think we're looking right in the middle, no matter what we're saying. Well, I'm not a pessimist, but I'm a realist. Okay. Then why do we yeah, but everything when the fact is things are better? You know, it doesn't mean that you aren't living a tragedy right now. That you have a family tragedy of some kind. That's like an ongoing part of life, isn't it? If it's not your kids, it's your grandkids. It's some dysfunction within your own household, your relationship with your spouse. It's all dysfunctional. But it doesn't take away from the fact and shouldn't skew our own emotional problems, situations, to what is going on globally. Yeah, well, you know, that one guy died over there in a shooting. I get it. It doesn't take away from the fact that there's longer life expectancy everywhere on the planet everywhere. So much more than before. Violence is down massively. Doesn't mean there is no violence. We have to look at this, and we have to understand that as we see the world, we see the constant chatter about the markets, this and that, is worried about this squiggly line or that, is nothing that helps you or me invest our money. It's there to make you do irrational things, like move money, zip it around so somebody's getting paid. Or it's designed to sell you on a product out of fear. We guarantee you that you can't lose money. Okay, then you guarantee you can't make money also. Thank you. We all know that. And it's important that we move that direction and quit saying, yeah, but this is a problem. I know it is. And tomorrow there'll be a whole new set of problems. Haven't we ever stopped to think how many times in the past 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 1 month, we've worried about various things and they never came true? But we got to hold on and watch the news and see what we can worry about next time. Or we listen to a washed up B actor. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, I got it. Like William Duvain. What's in your safe? You know, I really care what's in William Duvain's safe. I really do. Because he's actually an actor. And I need to know. Also want to know who he's sleeping with. Because that's the most important thing in the whole wide world. Along with what the Kardashians are doing. Because that's what's really really important. Did you see the dress on that actress over there? I can't even believe she wore that. But you know what? You need to sell stocks because I tell you what, there's this thing happening here, or there's going to be a Trump trade war. Tax cuts don't work. The low unemployment rate, you think it's good? Let me tell you what. No, that's going to cause inflation. There's going to be a recession in 2 years. Yeah, you know, I'd put it down. It's going to be March 3rd. That's when it starts officially, because I can tell because I'm Ben Bernanke or I'm Joe Schmo or I'm kind of guy who's been paid a lot of money to give a speech because, hey, you know, I used to do stuff. And so now I'm going to make up what the future is going to be, even though nobody has ever been successful doing that. But I am, because I speak to God. And crazy, this is crazy attitude that we have to predict the unpredictable and we don't. The world is working better than it ever has, regardless of what you think. Because we're not rational. We don't look at facts. We don't. We look at 24/7 blood splatters on the TV. By the way, the news media is negative, and it's not all their fault. Apparently, that's what we demand. We want all negative all the time. There's always a problem. There's always a crisis. And we know when we get a crisis, we get more government. Yippee-ki-yay, that's going to work. We have a retirement crisis. Maybe we need the government to take over a retirement plan. Oh, that's crazy, Doc. No, it's exactly what will happen when we put a label of a crisis on something, which we seem to do all the time, real well. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Yes, we are live. Please do give us a call. Shoot us an email at dave@petsofinancial.net. Look, I drove all the way in. Could have been sitting there looking at the sun come up, relaxed. There, you know, just so that we could answer your questions. So do give us a call. 580-KIDO. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's jump on the phones. I went a little long on the last segment. Let's get rolling. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling. Go ahead, please.
Morning, Dave. How's it going?
Excellent. Outstanding.
Well, your first line got to me. I was really feeling sorry for you, so driving all the way in there. And
well, I know.
Actually sounding like you're here, not in Seattle.
That's I am. I'm right here. It's just like Ray and I were talking last week. You know, obviously I came and subbed for Kevin on Wednesday. And so we were just going to replay it. But I'll come in for an hour. Why not?
Well
save those wonderful shows for later.
Glad you did. And you may have to hijack some of Kevin's calls or callers and put them on Saturday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they're doing. Anyway, and Ray asked for a subject, so I'll give you a subject.
Okay,
mutual funds. And I mentioned this to you before, and you just said, for instance, that buy, sell, 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 not a good idea, right?
Right.
And you also mentioned that that's how you guys and you too, make money buying and selling. But it's not really a great strategy. So, I don't know, as far as mutual funds go, an individual person doesn't have any control, and I guess that's what they like. They like a manager doing this, but isn't that a real incentive for the managers of mutual funds to buy, sell, sell, sell?
No. They don't make money buying and selling, neither do we. Registered investment advisory firms do not get paid to make changes. They get paid to advise. It doesn't matter what a person buys, whether it's a bond, a stock, a note, holding cash. It doesn't make any difference. The fee is paid for the advice, not just investment advice, but life advice, if you will. And so that is what is paid as part. If we happen to be an advisory firm that doesn't believe in a lot of trading, doesn't have us paid less than a firm that believes you should trade a lot.
Well, actually, I guess I'm not really, I know what you do, you know, and you advise. But I mean, say the guys that are the managers of the actual fund.
Right. They get paid an advisory fee or a management fee, and it doesn't matter. And you and I pay the cost of those trades through an expense ratio, but they don't get kickbacks. Now, there is a dirty little secret in our industry that is going away, and that is that there's different platform fees, there's different what they call directed brokerage fees, things like that. But the incentives to trade really are pretty minimal, so I wouldn't worry about those. It's more of a custodial relationships, things like that, that are being paid. Schwab makes tons of money just holding mutual funds in its portfolios, right, in your
right.
account. It's almost, it's ridiculous how much it is. But that raises your expense ratios, and that's being discovered and found out. Same way 12B1 fees. I don't want to get into the weeds too much, but the costs are coming down on mutual funds. There's a well-known, very large company. They've been incredibly successful for decades out there. Some of their funds now, literally U.S. stock funds, are down to 0.3 to 0.35% total in cost. That's lower than a lot of ETFs out there, and that's fully managed mutual funds. So the world is changing, Jim, but mutual funds are not incentivized to trade your account.
Well, good. And as you know, I believe in a good company. You get it. It may have a downturn, but unless it's got something really critically wrong with it, you don't get rid of it.
Correct. And you do have to watch them. There's no question. Most people should not own individual stocks. That's another behavioral thing that we talk about at the office all the time. It's interesting how a person, and I'll give you a very real example, and I'm not picking on any particular person because this is human nature, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you have Apple in the portfolio, you have Google in the portfolio. Need I say more that those have been very good, right?
Right.
Okay. So, and then also there's this other company over here and that hasn't done very well at all. And I mean, literally it's down like 40%. And it is. Okay. So it's a bad choice. Now, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's true. That is absolutely true in investing. It's not just a good song. It is absolutely true. But at the same time, where do you think human beings' eyeballs go to?
Oh, yeah.
Why do
we
own this? Can we get rid of that? That's just, man, that's just ruining my returns, right? And it does ruin your returns overall. Now, I mean, not ruin. It's like less than 2% of the portfolio. Why is this the focus? Because that's human nature.
Well, that was like the Air.coms. It's kind of, you know, you ask somebody, what does that company do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
I mean, you know, do they do anything? Do they have anything?
What are their earnings? What's their revenue? I don't know. I don't know. The cab driver told me to buy it.
Well, you know, at the change, and it was interesting that this, where we are, came at the change of the millennium. It was almost like making it black and white, you know.
Right.
Writing was on the wall. And they were coming up with stuff like new economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, assets don't matter anymore. Income doesn't matter anymore. Hell, it's a new economy.
It is. Eyeball views matter. That's it. That's true.
Hey, you idiots.
Yep. It is. We try to change it and justify it, but it is irrational behavior, and then we justify it, and then we regret it later, of course.
You know, well, one thing's kind of interesting, too. You know, Trump and the way he supposedly is dealing with Russia. And like you were talking about the pie, right?
Right.
I mean, business, you know, everybody wins. Well, that's the idea,
yeah.
You know. And somehow or other, talk to somebody or try to, and get them on the same page and say, look, if you, you know, we can all win if you'll just whatever, you know.
Well, you stop and you think about how, you know, supposedly Putin runs Donald Trump. You're not doing a very good job of running him. I mean, I you talk about irrational behavior. Is the media continuing to talk about that Putin and Trump are buddies, right?
Right.
No president has been remotely this hard on Russia. I mean, not even close. Apparently, I would hate to be his enemy if that's how he treats his friends, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, the sanctions have been amped up since he took office.
And now, well, he's
and this last go around is huge. Yeah,
he's putting the real screws to Turkey and Iran right now.
Correct. Yeah. Right, and they don't like it. Well, guess what? Anyway, that's a political thing. Jim,
well,
thank you. I got to go to news, man.
Maybe somebody else call in. Take care. Have a
all
great
right.
week.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
We got to take a quick break here for Fox News. Mike, you hang on. You're up next, and we will be right back. Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I think instead of just free college, it's just like free everything. I have free iPhones for everybody. I want an X for everybody. In fact, that's what my platform will be. I'm running for governor. Everything's free. Vote for me. It's free. Where does this come from, right? I mean, it's just... Okay, what about the people that don't go to college? Right? It's ridiculous. How high taxes have to go? Anyway, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mike, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
I really don't know how to respond to that comment you just made, but in terms of tariffs, I do not understand where the money actually changes hands. So if we place a tariff on a certain car that's coming into the United States, mm-hmm. everybody says that raises the price. Say we put a 10% tariff on the car.
Mm-hmm.
So that increases the price of the car by 10%. The consumer then, the American consumer, pays that. So the company that ships the car in actually makes 10% more. So do they have to turn around then and write a check to the U.S. government for that? Or I mean, where does the money change hands at?
Right there. Well, as soon as it comes in, not before it's sold. As soon as it comes here, there's a 10% markup. Let's say if it's a 10% tariff, right? It's a tax. And so you pay that to the department, you know, the Treasury Department who collects taxes, oh. right? So that's,
okay.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's the Treasury Department. It's just a tax. And so to me, that's the way to just absolutely, in my mind, at least it's clear. Hopefully it's clear for you that you just simply say, oh, it's a tax. Well, how does that happen? It's a tax upon entering the country. Now,
well,
that means I'm going to have to mark it up to cover that tax. Or if I was making 10% before, I'll make zero now, right?
Oh, okay.
So if you have to compete, it's tough.
So the Treasury Department is the one that polices that?
Yes. They'll police it. I mean, it's going to be it's going to be a tax upon entry. It's kind of like, does the Treasury Department police sales tax? No, but there's a department that does that. What about when you bring in a ship full of cars? Yeah, it's probably not the Treasury Department, but somebody that answers to them that would actually be on the docks counting the cars and issuing the tax. And I'm sure they do it now, right? They're already in position. It's not a new force because this is not a brand new. It's an increase in tax. But I'm quite sure that there's plenty of port taxes and all those things that they're going to collect anyway. Now they're going to collect tariffs.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you for the clarification.
You're very welcome. I think it's I'm glad you asked the question. I have been asked that question. I should have thought, well, if people are asking this question, it's not real clear. So thank you for asking.
You betcha. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. You know, it, as we look at how amazing the market's been for a long period of time, we had people on the left trying to run more and more and more regulation to slow down the economy, and they were successful. It ran a lot slower. As soon as that was lifted, it took off. But what do we continue to do? We continue to worry about, oh my gosh, if the government takes over everything, nothing's going to operate well. That is true, but it doesn't mean that business can't continue to do well and expand as it did under Obama. Yes, it expanded at the slowest rate in all of history. I totally get that. But the pie still grew. But that's not how we saw it, so people didn't invest. And when I say they didn't, I'm not just picking on you or talking about you that sit on extra cash because you're worried, but it'll get in someday. Or you may be missed until, I don't know, 2016 when Trump was elected. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, well, what about the move before? You see, when we talk about how much money is actually out there and circulating around, it's important to understand what we're doing in relation to that. We don't have to act like that. But we also have to understand when people say stocks are overvalued. Okay, based on what? Some historical number when interest rates were higher. Okay, does that seem relevant to you today? No. Well, it shouldn't be. There are lots and lots of things out there. Well, people are really, really bullish. I hear a lot. They're all excited about the market. Are they? Yeah, I heard. The recent survey of investors is really bullish, and so a guy said that's a bad sign. Okay, it can be. But I'd prefer to look at what the facts are, what people are doing, not what they're saying. Are people hoarding cash? Yes, they are. They really are. Watch what people do, not what they say. Not what they say. Because they'll say anything. They'll say, yeah, I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump. And they did, right? They say that all the time to pollsters. They know that. But when it comes to investing, we grab all kinds of sentiment data, right? Well, consumer confidence is this level or that level. It's important to understand when consumer confidence month after month after month is going higher. That's an important trend line that you don't have to look at everybody's individual data point and say, this trend appears that people are pretty confident. But I'd prefer, even in that circumstance, to say, are consumers spending money or are they just saying they're confident? I prefer, are they? Are businesses spending money on capital? Are they or are they just saying they're confident? And when they line up, that certainly is a positive, right? But I don't care what people's sentiment is on the market. I want to watch what they're doing. There's a mountain of cash on the sidelines. A mountain. The biggest mountain ever. There's a mountain of cash on corporate balance sheets. Yeah, that's just for stock buybacks and dividends. What does that do to the stock itself? It raises it, number one. Number two, everybody says the big increases in the market have been because of stock buybacks. That's all. There's nearly not any buying going on. That's simply not true. I mean, it's just simply not true. As I said earlier, it's delusional when people say it. It's like, I want to believe we're all going to heck in a handbasket so badly that I'm going to believe any data point that sounds negative, even though the facts are wrong. That's delusional and sad because it leads us the wrong direction. I say all that to say this. The market still looks undervalued relative to interest rates, relative to growth rates, relative to our other alternatives to me. That doesn't mean I'm right. What I know I'm right about is that through all of history, over long periods of time, the market does 10% per year. People don't do that because they're so smart they're going to zig and zag and recognize all the problems in the world and make sure they're out of the market. So they do a lot worse than the market. It's not even close. We behave so badly because we're so smart. But we intellectualize it instead of recognizing it. And that's what I'm really driving at. We've got to recognize that we are just not thinking. We operate on our emotions. We look for the narrative we believe. And that's all we read about and watch. And it makes us think that because we're plugged in and thinking, that we're really, really, really smart. The other thing that's a problem, really, and you got to think about this. I got to take a quick break. But you got to think about this. it's not just that negativity sells. You know, it's no problem. Have market returns without risk. Hang in here for a couple hours. You'll get to hear that noise, nonsense that everybody knows it's not true. But, yeah, you get to hear it. But you hear it over and over, and sometimes you start believing it. And you also believe because you just hear that word guarantee, and you're all scared to death because all you do is you watch negative news. So you're willing to set aside all of your logic, common sense, for one word because of fear. Now, nobody would say that because you don't say that stuff out loud. You may not even say it to yourself, but it's what our actions say that. They scream it. So we really have to get that right. And we have to understand that we are always looking and not changing our minds. We're not rational. What am I not rational about? Isn't that an important question to ask ourselves all the time? What am I missing because of my bias? What am I not seeing? Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We have got to take our final break. Please ring us up. We've got time on the other side. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome. Well, we're getting techno here, aren't we? Yeah, this is my favorite song. Hello, welcome, and thanks for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to Fred. Fred, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
See, that collecting of tariffs, that's done through ICE. They inspect it, and then they report it to the Treasury Department for the billing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is done through who? I'm sorry.
ICE.
ICE? ICE is immigration control.
Right.
ICE doesn't collect tariffs.
Well, no, but they inspect all the incoming freight. Their department inspects it, and they report it to the Treasury Department.
Oh, okay. Okay. I gotcha. Okay.
But they're the ones that inspect it, and all ships and air, whatever comes in, that's their department.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Fred.
You bet.
I appreciate it. You have a good day.
Okay.
Bye now. And our number is, forget it. We don't have enough time for a phone call at this point in time. All right. I will come back. I'm going to circle back to this, and we'll talk about it more in future programs because I was asked about this last week. I'm asked every week, okay? But what I did was I went out. I've asked every week about, you know, how can they tell this stuff on the radio. I heard you say it. How can people do this? How can these insurance companies, tell people they can get stock market returns without risk? I don't know why the rules are the way they are, okay? I think it's wrong. But I'm telling you the reason that they can is because they're not registered investment advisors. They're not certified financial planners. And so, therefore, they drop all their licenses, and then you don't have to have disclosures. If you have an insurance license, you get to do that. You don't have to really tell the truth. You don't have to have disclosure if you have an insurance license. Okay? Many agents choose to disclose because they're honest. But they don't have to. And that's why people get into these products or have these products. They say, well, what do you mean? What's going on? Well, you can't perform in them. And we've analyzed them. We've told you many times, and you're welcome to that data, even on our website, petsofinancial.com. There's a dissertation, 40-minute. Okay? Sounds long. I know. But before you go ahead and put $100,000 into a product that won't work, you might want to listen. I try to break down why it doesn't work. Best I can. It's very complicated. But what we've done is I said, I got to call the institutional desk. Okay? And both, whether it's Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, I've talked to two of them, okay, and TD Ameritrade and all that stuff. And this is what we have, and you can dial it in any time. There's software that does this, okay? You can go in and you can say, I don't want any downside in the market, none. I don't want to take a beating, none. I'm scared to death of it, but I'd like to participate. And isn't that what sells people on these equity index annuities? And the answer is yes, that is what sells them. You can't lose. So I wanted to know at what cost. What would this cost to do? Because I already know it won't work. The cost is so high because the commissions are so high and the insurance companies want to be so profitable that they can't work. They take so much money out of the product. But if we take no money out of the product, or take minimal, whatever it is, but none. We can't, because I'm an RIA firm. We can't take any money, so we just dial it in that way. What does that look like? And all you do is, you know, run the levers. You run the dials. You can get 100% upside in the market. FDIC insured, which means you can only put in $250,000. For 7 years, you get all the upside and zero downside, guaranteed by the FDIC. That's crazy, and we'll talk more about it. There is a cost. You bet it is. See if you can figure it out. We'll talk more about it next week. Have a great weekend.